This is Pat Prescott from The Morning Show, and we are very excited about the very first show of the summer concert series coming to the Hyatt Regency in Newport Beach this Friday, July 13th. And it is my pleasure to welcome on the phone with us this morning my good friend Jay Bekenstein, saxophone player and one of the founding members of Spyro Gyra, one of my favorite groups of all times, 40 years strong. How you doing?
I'm doing great and really looking forward to the show. It's a great it's great to be able to kick off the series.
And I know that it's great for you coming back to Southern California, because you're in town already, right?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, I'm actually here moving my mom from Florida to California. My brother lives out here, and so my mom is in her 90s and needs a little more help, family help. So we're moving them near my brother. So that's why I'm out here on the West Coast early.
Oh, that is so awesome. And you're hanging out in Santa Monica, aren't you?
I am. I have friends in Santa Monica, so I'm in lovely Santa Monica enjoying a beautiful morning.
I love Santa Monica.
Yeah, I love the trees here. Yeah, I love those that little hotel strip down there all the hotels are kind of deco-ish.
We used to host a brunch over there at a place called Ikujini, which was on Broadway. For you, how do the restaurants compare, East Coast, West Coast? There's good ones on both coasts.
I cook for myself.
Oh, you do?
I'm not the guy to be telling you what the fancy restaurants in New York are.
Uh-huh.
I hate waiting on lines. I'll go to the Chinese restaurant that has no line before I'll go to the fancy restaurant. I have to wait an hour to get in.
And pay $1 million for a meal.
Yes.
Much. You could be eating for a month for what you pay, you know. But you know, when I go to restaurants, when people come from out of town to visit.
Particularly, I have relatives in Ireland. When they come, we show off the New York City thing.
Exactly. Now, when you go to visit them in Ireland, what happens then?
I get to drink at pubs with them.
Which is one of the main reasons we want to go to Ireland.
My daughter lives there.
Oh, and that's awesome. Yeah, you got to go.
Yeah, she married. Oh, I go all the time. And so my birthday was this last May. The week before, I just said, you know, I want to do my birthday in a pub in Dublin. So, put in the call, got the flight, and there I was.
Oh, that's cool. That is very, very nice. Now, if I were to come to your house for dinner, what would be your specialty? What would you make?
That would really depend upon these days what your eating requirements are.
That's true, because everybody's got them, right?
I have one daughter that's a vegan, and I have one daughter that could eat with the Mongol hordes. So.
Hey, if you have more than one kid, you're likely to have a little bit of everything happening.
Yeah, one is eating a carrot, the other is asking for raw horse flesh.
Okay, let me tell you what my eating restrictions are. I'm allergic to shrimp, crab, and lobster, unfortunately. All right, so considering that, what would you cook for me?
Okay, let me think for a second here. I think I would smoke a brisket for 8 hours out on the grill.
Mm.
But then I have a big garden, and so it would be all fresh collard greens and fresh chard and fresh kale. Make some really good greens. I think I'd maybe do rice with that, and I got a nice Moroccan rice dish I like to make with almonds and raisins and cinnamon. Kind of tastes like rice pudding a little. Mm.
I just have one question. What time should I be there?
I'm on the wrong coast.
We have to figure out how to make that happen when I'm on the correct coast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm on the left coast.
And you're on the West Coast for a very, very good reason, because this Friday night, Spyro Gyra and the Rippingtons performing at the Hyatt Regency in Newport Beach, the very first show of this year's summer concert series. And I tell you what, I cannot wait. Two of my favorite groups, and we certainly go back, Jay.
We certainly do, Pat. You know, I knowing I was going to do this interview with you, I wanted to say you know, to your audience, you were there at the absolute beginning of this whole thing. And, you know, as much as, you know, George Benson and David Sanborn and Al Jarreau were responsible for the start of this entire music trend, you know, you're the one that gave them, you're one of the people that gave them voice back then. And you were on from the beginning, and you were very instrumental. And I just kind of want to say thanks.
Hey,
you've
listen.
You've been a partner in all of this to the musicians.
It has been my honor and my pleasure, and you guys will never get rid of me as we look back over the last 40 years. Because I've got 40 years in radio. You've got 40 years doing music on stages and on records around the world. And, boy, the accomplishments are really starting to pile up, Jay. Over 5,000 shows, 31 albums, not counting your best ofs. Selling over 10 million albums, one platinum, two gold, and just fans all over the place. It's got to feel like a good accomplishment for you, hasn't it?
I don't. I look back with pride. Also, the part of it that I'm the most pleased about is that we've kept a nucleus of musicians together in Spyro Gyra, that no people don't leave. They're in there for the 30 and 40 year haul, and that is a very rare thing. And I have a band of brothers. It's been terrific. That's been the best part of it.
No question.
That,
you know, people
everybody
don't do
in the band is such good dudes.
Yeah, people don't do that anymore. That staying together thing.
I don't know. There certainly are bands like that are few and far between. But we've been really, really lucky. Everybody's stayed healthy. Everybody's been a level-headed person. And everybody's been really dedicated to try to keep putting out quality stuff. So it's been a pleasure being in this band.
And in those 40 years, a whole lot of things have changed. I mean, we've gone from vinyl to CDs to, well, actually cassettes in between there, cassettes and then the CDs, and now to digital downloads. And we've seen radio where you never heard any instrumental music to an era, a golden era, where, you know, the smooth jazz format reigned supreme across the country, to now when it kind of moved to satellite. But we have so many things going on now, streaming services and iPods and so many different ways of delivering music. All of those things have changed, but one thing that hasn't is how much people enjoy this music live.
I concur. And also the true magic of instrumental music is watching people make it.
No question. No question. That's one of the things I love about this Hyatt series. You know, it's just such a perfect venue for music. And even though there are like about 1,000 people there, it still feels so intimate. And there's nothing more beautiful than watching the sunset over the Back Bay in Newport Beach. And I know you are no stranger to this venue, but this certainly has got to be a great place for you to be able to communicate what you do with your fans.
I love the place from the musician's viewpoint. The people in the audience get the view. We look at the hotel.
Yes, and you better pay attention too. Don't be turning around.
Yes. No, it's magnificent. You know, the cold California coast down here, the climate is so brilliant. It's so lovely. And yeah, sunsets, when you say Newport, because I've done this show so many times, I just see a gorgeous sunset.
Yeah, and you just say, yes, we will be there. And to be there along with another great legendary group that just keeps doing their thing, Russ Freeman and the Rippingtons will be there as well. I think it's a nice representation of staying power in this music that these two groups represent.
Yeah, no question. The Rips have been around over 30 years, I think. So, yeah, I and the staying power that you can give some credit to the bands, of course. We're hanging in there, but the staying power is a result of people staying with us, and this music has a very loyal and at this point familiar audience, their family. That's what keeps it going. So, hey, I'll toss out another thank you. Thank you, folks, for keeping us going.
Amen, and thank you for keeping going yourselves. We're looking forward to seeing you this Friday night at the beautiful Hyatt Regency in Newport Beach, Spira Gyra and the Rippingtons performing on the same bill. Tickets are available at HyattConcerts.com. I'll be there hosting because, you know, I'm stalking you, Jay, and waiting for my dinner, which I know is coming.
I can't wait. I'll prove myself to you.
Listen,
I can cook.
Listen, you say that with conviction that makes me really believe it. Makes me kind of hungry, actually, just talking about it. Jay Bekenstein of Spira Gyra joining us today. And thank you so much for doing that.
Thanks, Pat.